Chapter 82. Rourke tried to remain calm, in command, still the big boss, still in control of the room. But Jesse could see it was a struggle for him now, with his son in the scene.
"You know you're not supposed to interrupt business meetings," Rourke said.
"I spoke with Mom," Kevin said. "She told me you're behind the fire, and that she told Chief Stone the same thing."
"She's lying, Kevin," Rourke said.
Kevin barked out a harsh laugh.
"Like she hasn't been lying to people my whole life about who my father really is?"
In a quiet voice, Rourke said,
"You have no idea just how much your mother lied to herself about me. And about what?"
He's got that right. Jesse wondered when Hillary Moore knew about Rourke being gay, or if she knew, or cared. Kevin turned to Jesse now.
"Is that why you're here?"
"Partially."
"Not another goddamn word,"
Rourke shouted at Jesse.
He jerked his head at Dennis and said, "Get this asshole out of my sight, now."
"You get the fuck out of here, Dennis," Kevin said, "now."
As if he was the one in charge now, as if he had the room. Dennis looked at Rourke, who nodded almost imperceptibly. Dennis said he'd be on the other side of the door if Rourke needed him. Rourke was stuck. Jesse knew it. So did he. Dennis wasn't going to come back in and put a gun on a cop, not in front of Rourke's son. Kevin was Rourke's son. There was a slight resemblance, but not one Jesse would have ever noticed. The boy was more his mother, her dark hair, but Rourke's blue eyes. Tall, almost as tall as his old man.
"Before you walked in," Jesse said to Kevin, "I had just asked your father if he happened to know why a text message had been sent from your phone to Jack Carlisle the night Jack died. A text sent off the More Chocolate Wi-Fi."
"Now he's lying," Rourke said. "He's just trying to turn you against me."
To Rourke, Jesse said,
"And why would I be looking to do that, having just now discovered that he's your son?"
To Kevin, he said, "Apparently, kid, everybody lies except you're a criminal of an old man. Go figure." Rourke started to get out of the chair, stopped himself, still in a very bad place. This place.
"Kevin," he said, "I don't know anything about Wi-Fi or a text message or any of that."
"I could tell you what was in the text," Jesse said. "Whoever was impersonating you told Jack how much he loved him and that the two of you needed to talk." Nobody spoke until Kevin did. Jesse watched him, the kid, frowning, as if he were starting to put things together, or at least trying to.
"I had told Mom about being gay the day before Jack died. I told her about Jack and me. I wasn't ready to tell you myself, so she said she would. I figured that might soften the blow, or whatever."
Jesse said, "It was his people making scam calls, so they'd been ghosting numbers for months. Easy to ghost yours if you wanted them to. Lord knows they knew how to do it." Kevin was staring at his father.
"Did you have one of your men ghost my number?"
"Don't listen to him," Rourke said.
"Did you, Dad?"
"No," Rourke said, not looking at him, staring out the window.
"Did you get Jack to meet you?"
Kevin was shouting now. And in that moment, Liam Rourke seemed to collapse into himself, as if the fight had gone out of him, at least for now. Jesse thinking they're all tough until they're caught. What Rourke said next came out in a harsh whisper.
"I couldn't let you be like me," he said.
"Like you?" Kevin said. "You mean a criminal?"
Rourke shook his head, still whispering.
"I didn't want you to be gay."
Kevin opened his mouth and closed it.
"You?" he said. "You're..."
Rourke nodded. Then nodded at Jesse.
"You might as well hear it from me. Stone would have told you anyway."
Then Rourke said,
"I didn't want you to end up hating yourself the way I hate myself.
What are you talking about?
Kevin was shouting again.
I was happy. I loved Jack. He loved me. What was there to hate about that?
He was standing over his father then. He was the one who looked like the bigger man, Jesse thought.
So, how did it work, Dad?
He said.
You killed Jack because you couldn't kill me to keep me from being gay?
You need to leave, Kevin, Rourke said. I'm done talking about this for now.
Got it, Kevin said. I'm leaving now, and won't be back. Not ever again, you son of a bitch!
He turned and walked out of the room, and maybe half a minute later the front door slammed. Just Rourke and Jesse now.
You got a death wish, Stone? Rourke said.
I thought I'd given it up when I gave up drinking, Jesse said.
Maybe not.
Because you act like you have one.
Why did that boy have to die?
Fuck you. Rourke finished his drink, slammed the glass down hard. Jesse thought, I should have waited to come here with Crow. Everything had changed when Kevin Moore came through the door. Not in a good way for Jesse. Now Rourke was back to being a gangster, in full, self-hating or otherwise. Jesse reviewed his options, limited as they were. He was wondering if he could make a move on Dennis when he came back in here, because that might be his only chance to leave this house alive.
You're a fucking dead man now, Rourke said.
You might not have been before Kevin showed up, but you are now. People know that I came here.
Tell him to try and find you in about an hour.
If Crow doesn't hear from me, he'll come for you.
Tell him to try to find me. Him and Marcus both.
At some point, Jesse was going to have to make a move, maybe on Rourke, knowing that there were guns on the other side of the door. He just didn't know when, or if the moment had already come and gone, when Kevin was still there as distraction.
Dennis! Rourke yelled finally.
This time, when Dennis came through the door, he had his gun out.
It's time for Chief Stone to have that accident we talked about a week ago, Rourke said. Take a bottle from the cabinet downstairs. No reason to waste the good stuff on a drunk.
Dennis motioned for Jesse to walk out ahead of him and start down the stairs. Rourke was right behind them.
You and the boys tie him to a chair in the kitchen, Rourke said. I want to watch him start drinking again.
You'll have to kill me first, said Jesse.
Have it your way, Rourke said.
They had just gotten to the foot of the stairs when the front door opened, and Kevin Moore, gun in his own hand, yelled for Jesse to get down and fired his first shot into his father's chest, and then two more in rapid succession after that, all of the shots sounding like explosions in the small area. Dennis was raising his own gun, but Jesse wheeled and knocked it out of his hand before punching him in the neck. Then he had Dennis's gun in his hands as the black suits from outside were coming through the door, Jesse yelling at Kevin to get down now. The taller black suit got off a shot before Jesse put him down. The second guy put his gun on the ground and his hands up. Jesse told Kevin to now use his phone to call 911 and then let Jesse do the talking when the cavalry arrived. Even before Jesse heard the first siren and it established that Liam Rourke was dead, he wondered whether Kevin had shot Rourke to save Jesse, or if he had shot him and kept shooting for Jack Carlyle.